Humility, I'm the greatest, right? Well, I can't be right. But we need to be humble, and in this time of Lent, reflect upon what we do in all humility. Most especially, think about the ways that we serve that are wrong. It takes humility to admit that you're wrong. We know some people, right, who don't ever admit that they're wrong. But in all humility, we have to look at what we're doing in service of the Lord and say, am I doing anything wrong? What can I fix so that my fig tree of faith might bear fruit? So, for instance, with our money, have we taken a close look and examined our conscience on how we spend our money? Do we spend too much money on eating out? Do we spend too much money on streaming video services? You know how that is, $8.99 a month, and they add it up when you sign on to seven of them. Do we need them all? Or should we be using our money in a better way to serve the poor? Instead of feeding ourselves at a fancy restaurant, should we be feeding the poor with some of that money? Are we supporting the poor or local charities or national or worldwide charities? Or are we supporting our parish or the Bishop's Appeal for Ministries or whatever it is? How are we spending our money? Am I doing it wrong? Is there a way that I can do it right and serve the Lord better? Or what about with our time? Are we doing anything wrong with our free time that we have to work and the things we have to do? But what about our free time? Do we spend a lot of our free time staring at glowing rectangles? Television set, iPad, smartphone. Is that what we do? Are we checking the same websites every half hour to see if the news has changed? Or should we be spending some of that time in prayer or meditation or reading of the scriptures or understanding the church teachings better? How am I spending my time wrong? And how can I do it better to serve the Lord? After all, if we study the scriptures more, and if we study the church's teaching and understand it better, then we won't be running away from that guy at work or that neighbor who can quote scripture left and right and makes us feel embarrassed because we don't know our faith. Every time we see him come, we run. Ah! He knows he's going to hit me with some scripture verse that tells me why Catholicism is a cult. We have to know our faith better. We should spend our time learning that, especially in Lent. And of course, prayer, how important that is. How about our talents? Are we using our talents wrong? Are we humble enough to admit that we're wrong and allow the fertilizer of humility to help our faith to become more fruitful? Are we spending our talents that we use at work, which we should? We want to raise our family and do things right and make a good living. But do we have talents that could also be used to advance the kingdom of God here at our parish or our neighborhood or around the town or around the world? Do you have the talent of a handyman? Are you somebody who knows how to turn a wrench or fix a plumbing problem? We have a ministry called St. Joseph's Helpers that could really use your help. Use your talent to help the Lord instead of just yourself. Or do you have a talent for organization? Well, we have plenty of organizations here at the parish that could use somebody who knows how to run a meeting or how to guide a ministry in a certain direction. Or do you have the talent of empathy? Are you a good listener? Are you able to hear what people are saying and help them to feel better? Don't just use that in your family. Use that in our prison ministry or in our hospital ministry or someplace else where you can use this talent that God has given you to serve the church as well as your own needs. Let us be humble enough to admit that we don't do everything right, that there are parts of our life that are wrong. And if we can bring that humility to our faith and say, Lord, let me do it your way. Help my faith to grow so that I can bear fruit, the kind of fruit that the fig tree was made for and that we are made for, the fruit of spreading the gospel to others, helping our neighbor, showing others the way to live so that they can follow Christ just like us. This is the fruit that we can bear if we allow the fertilizer of humility to help it to grow. May all of us in our upcoming weeks of Lent and our self-introspection think about those things that we do wrong, those things that we can do better, and the ways that we can bear much fruit.